بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد politeness and courtesy أم المؤمنين سيدة عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that a person sought permission to enter upon نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم when نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم learnt of the identity of the person he said He is the worst element of his tribe. However, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam received him very courteously and spoke pleasantly with him. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha told Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, You made unfavorable remarks about the person, yet you were pleasant and polite to him. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to her, O Aisha, The worst person in the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will be the one who was avoided by people due to his uncouth and undignified behavior. Note in the light of the above hadith, we should always be polite with all classes and types of people. The conduct of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is surely inspirational to all. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, The Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Moderation is spending is half of subsistence and endearing oneself to people is half of intelligence and intelligent questions is half of knowledge. Note, no man is an island and we cannot live in isolation. Maintaining healthy relationships with people is important in life. Conducting oneself in a noble manner is rewarding in the hereafter as well. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.